The queen has died, and I understand why people feel like millennials are insensitive and out of touch and disrespectful, but I just want to say, like, I don't think that Harry woke up one morning and decided that he was over being part of this family. I think that when they murdered his mother, like, 20 years ago, he, like, began a daydream of being like, I'm not going to be king, like.
Also, we don't even know if his dad is really his dad, so.
Yeah.
His dad might be that other ginger that Diana fucked.
Right.
That not other, the ginger.
Right.
That Diana fucked.
Right.
Which she should have.
And I think, like, he always dated British women before Meghan, who probably were like, I'm not going to do that with you. That's bad. I'm not going to do that with you.
Yeah.
Where Meghan was like, you want to live in LA? Yeah, like, we'll go to, like,
Delilah's. I hate their existence. Still, even though
you do?
Yeah, I just think it's like dumb. They don't live in LA. They live in Montecito in Santa Barbara.
Well, we're in Brooklyn, so it's like Montecito might as well be LA, really, in my mind.
No, it's so different though. It's not urban.
How far away is
it's not like a city.
Is it like an hour and a half?
It's like 2 hours.
It's like a farm?
No, it's not a farm. They live like where Oprah lives, which is like right by her. Remember she did the interview there? It's like up in the hills, and it's up in the hills of Santa Barbara, the little village or whatever called Montecito, and it like looks down onto the ocean. Mm. And it's very secluded, and it's all millionaires around them.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, Santa Barbara is, oh, what a bummer of a town. I mean, a sleepy town that is past its prime. It looks like nothing has been updated. When I was there, we went to like this vegan restaurant. Yeah, but it's not in like a sexy way. Like LA is past its prime in a sexy way, in a way that's like there's dead dreamers everywhere. But it's like Santa Barbara is like geriatric.
Wait, did you went to a vegan restaurant? Were you so annoyed the whole time?
We left. There?
Yeah, I can't imagine you like surviving a vegan restaurant.
I was like, well, it seemed romantic because it's like when you're in California.
Wait, when you were in Montecito, like were you there like when you went to LA a few months ago?
Yeah, for the writing retreat. And we went out to dinner in Santa Barbara one night and we like tried to eat at this vegan place and it was all – the bowls were like called like don't worry, be happy bowl. And it's like
– so stupid.
And it's like seeds. It's literally like
sunflower
it's
seeds.
Like bird feed
and
kale.
Yeah.
And it's like, but not in the way that like there's nothing substantial to these dishes. And then there's like a horrible singer on the corner.
Horrible.
It's like an ugly, horrible singer on the corner who's like awkwardly, you know, like crooning and like singing like an old R&B song, but like a folk take on it. It's bad.
That's really bad.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Remember when Ben Folds 5 covered Bitches Ain't Shit?
Oh my, Bitches Ain't Shit, but hoes and tricks.
Lick on snob and suck the dick. Get the fuck out after
you're done. Wait, yeah, what? That was like...
It's no longer on Spotify. I listened the other day. I was like craving it. Like needed it.
Wait, that was like such a white person moment.
We thought that was that was like wouldn't really, fly in 2022.
No, but like it should. It's hilarious. Like that was actually really funny that guy did that.
It's almost an apology. He's like, I'm sorry that I'm so white, but let me just do this for you.
He's like being. Wow, I love that you brought
bitches
this.
Can't hang in the streets. Remember that. It's real conversation for your ass.
Oh my god, that's really really funny.
Yeah,
I love that. No, this woman was not being like that though.
Are we ignorant for going from the queen is dead to 4 minutes and 7 seconds later talking about Ben Folds 5 Bitches Ain't Shit?
No, I love it. I love it because I haven't thought about it in so long. And also Ben Folds 5 was always just playing in my dad's car on the way to our CYO
really?
Basketball games. Yeah, we had a
like your pump up.
We
music?
Had the CD. No, it was just like what was
we
playing.
Had the CD.
We just had the CD from Sam Goody. Did you guys have Sam Goody?
I like know what you're talking. We had like the catalog.
Yeah, it's like you just go smell in and buy some CDs.
Yeah,
buy some CDs. And it was like what you would do on a Saturday.
We had
afternoon.
FYE. We had right. FYE.
And
yeah.
Do you have fond memories of this? This is my favorite.
The carpet
activity.
There really stands out to me.
Yes, this place was carpeted as well, and it also had this thing where It must be for the acoustics, but they also had a thing where you could buy posters.
Did you just say it must be for the acoustics? That's so hot.
Yeah, sure. And so you could go through the posters in a way that was like, they were in these little plastic casings
that you could imagine
flip through. Yeah. And then you would, and it was like a Justin Timberlake.
The air would the air would get thick when you switch posters and then thin again.
Yes, and then thin again. And it was really soothing to be in there.
Very soothing.
As an 8-year-old and my dad. And it's like after that, we'd go to the beverage mart in town, which is and you give your cans and you buy your beer for the night. It's like my dad wasn't buying beer. My dad's a wine drinker. But it was very soothing afternoon. Sam Goody Beverage Mart.
Yeah. I just grew up with the mall.
With the mall. I was at a mall today. I got this shirt at a mall.
Oh my gosh.
I'm living a suburban life.
I'm sad
life.
That we don't have a budget for a video podcast today because you look adorable.
Thank you.
It's making me wonder what I'm supposed to wear later.
I know every time I look in the mirror, I'm wearing these cargo pants. Every time I look in the mirror, they look good. But I want to tell you, they don't feel good.
That's the worst.
Isn't
when you know you look good, but you don't feel good.
I don't feel good.
I stopped taking Wellbutrin 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
And I don't. You can be honest. Tell the people. Can you tell that I stopped taking it?
Not at all.
I feel good, but I'm back to eating every 25 minutes.
Oh.
And all my none of my clothes look the same right now.
Oh,
I was so skinny for a while.
You still look really skinny, and this is in your head. I understand.
It's not, I literally went on the
when
scale.
You lose a lot of weight. So let me tell you this, because I had this in 2020. When you lose a lot of weight and then everyone comments on it and there's this whole situation where everyone comments
Jonah Hill.
On,
I can't stand it.
Yes, and it's but you were in Jonah Hill, dude. What? He was actually fat.
But when Jonah Hill made that, he's like, made a statement. He's like, please stop telling me I look good. It makes me feel bad. And I was like, I get it, Jonah.
No, you don't. You're always small, but. I understand. So when you lose a lot of weight and then everyone comments on it and then it's kind of you gain maybe literally, dude, you don't look like you've gained,
I gained
a pound.
10 pounds.
Okay. Well, you really truly cannot tell. And I'm being dead serious with you. And maybe, do you even own a scale? I don't believe you.
No, but I've been to the doctors a lot because of my surgery.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to also, but I just want to say that. So when you lose a lot of weight and then you get back to a normal, healthy place, because to be honest with you, in this past spring and winter, we were doing a lot of cleanses and we became very thin.
Katie and I were doing so, we went on Amazon.
And we got the cleaner.
It was called the cleaner.
It's called the cleaner.
And there was this 1 week.
We became very thin.
Can we just tell the story?
Yeah.
I loved this past winter, no winter the rest of my life will ever be as good as our winter.
No, it was a classic, a moment you look back on. It's an era you look back on forever.
Honestly, when we hit 1 million followers, I'll tell we can tell the story.
We'll be telling the story till we die. We'll be
fucking die.
We'll be in wheelchairs smoking cigarettes telling this story.
Literally.
And I say yes, smoking cigarettes, because I will chain smoke when I'm old. So dying anyway.
So Katie and I were house sitting. And I was cat sitting and she was house sitting for the same person. And they had two bathrooms, two chic bathrooms. Katie and I, our toilets could never have handled this.
Never.
And we bought this thing called the cleanser. It was
the cleaner. The cleaner. It's not even the cleanser. It's dirtier. It's the cleaner.
Dirtier.
It's it makes me think the imagery it calls up is a plunger.
I think
it's it's an aggressive device.
When hockey rinks have those things that all the water
it's
on
suctions.
The rink.
This is what I was thinking too. It's a suction. Yes. I know the hockey rink thing.
Yeah.
Oof. God, I love a hockey game.
Okay. And we just assigned each other bathrooms.
Yeah.
And lost probably 7 pounds in a week.
And then we continued to do this throughout the winter and spring.
And then I knew that I got out of hand when went to Dolly's.
Yeah.
And no one was there because whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hold on, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I just really did a number.
You said the funniest thing and I told my cousin I told Chloe and she truly could not breathe. She was laughing so hard. During the first cleanse we did together, you came out of the bathroom and you were like, Katie? It makes no sense, but it makes all of the sense. You go, Katie, there's what a baby does in its diaper, and then there's what just happened in there. And I was like, I know exactly what you mean. And I told Chloe this, and she was like on the floor. Like, she could not – she still says it to me. She will always be quoting this line.
We had what a baby such does. A raunchy winter.
But we did get very thin, and so it is hard. Mm-hmm. I'm also – I just want to say it. I'm fat right now. I feel incredibly fat. But no. In the summer, I always get fat. That's just what happens.
Just like, well, we also, like, it's middle of September. Our summer was, like, so bizarre, especially because our winter and the beginning of summer were so similar. And there was a portal that Channy astrologically, like, let us know about.
Yeah.
And it made a lot of sense. It went from, like, literally my birthday in January to July. Yeah. And, like, then shit fell off. And then, like, we all had to go find God. Like, Katie's subletting her apartment right now for the next 3 months. She's not even in New York City.
Yeah.
She came in today to record and go to dinner, but I haven't seen her in weeks. But, like, before, like, we were together every single day.
Literally every day. And also, I just, like, really wanted to wear these cargo pants out, and you can't wear them in Connecticut. No, I'm kidding.
It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. But it really doesn't make sense in Connecticut. It's weird. And I wore them today, and, like, the lady at my nail salon was like, wow, cool pants. And I was like, not really. I mean,
is that why you decided to come at noon, because you're getting your nails done? I was trying not to be controlling and being like, why are you coming at noon?
No, but I actually hung out with my mom's best friend Jenny, who I love so much, was coming over at 11. I was like, I never get to see Jenny, and like, she's going to Italy soon, so I'm just like, everyone's going to fucking Italy.
I know. Everyone should know that Katie was an hour late, and I was still very nice to her, and she arrived.
I know, but it's like, also, you canceled Saturday, so
I rescheduled.
You rescheduled.
No, I was literally crying when I texted you. Like, not
okay. That is so dumb.
Nick, no one should applaud me for being insane. Really.
Yeah, Brie like is like, I made a plan and I broke it. Like, I'm like, I made a plan and I broke it.
I hate breaking plans.
I don't like it, but it's like not the worst thing ever.
Wait, is that what was going through your mind when you read the train schedule wrong? You're like, well, Brie canceled.
No, I legitimately always do this. It's like,
it's hard to read, yeah, Michelle.
It's like, you just have to, yeah.
Her TikTok is so good.
I just was about to bring it up. I just watched it.
I can't stop watching that one clip of her and that guy.
She's funny. Like,
she deserves, I don't give a fuck if every single person unfollows me. Leah Michelle should be basking in the sun right now. She,
I think so too.
Did it. She's on fucking, I don't give a fuck about Broadway. I want to go see Funny Girl.
We should see Funny Girl. Oh my God, we totally should. And I love, gayest thing about me, I do love funny. I do love Broadway. And I mean gay as in like happy. Gay, literally gay.
You are so woke. Yeah, I love that.
I literally mean very gay. I love Broadway. I always have. And I saw Leah Michelle when she was in Spring Awakening. And my aunt and my mom took my cousin Molly and I to see Spring Awakening. And it's has full nudity. And it's all about like the sexual awakening of these like German children and like the early 1900s or something.
I don't really want like a sexy Leah Michelle. I just want like Leah Michelle.
No, but she's amazing. It was like her breakout role was in Spring Awakening when she was very young and she was like naked on stage with this guy.
Really?
And this show is so good. I mean, you should really like listen to the music from it, but it's like a rock opera. It's not like corny Broadway. Even though I love corny Broadway, it's not. It's like a rock opera. And she was so good. Oh my God. She's just a star. And I'm sure she is like, also, Glee is, like, so interesting and cursed.
Oh, my God. When the pandemic started.
Santana.
And we thought it was.
Was that her name in it? Santana.
Yes. And thank you for saying that, because I just want to say something wild. The people ghost of Naya this. Rivera.
I know.
Helped Leah.
Dead.
Sabotage Beanie to. I think that the I love Beanie. On my refrigerator is the Vanity Fair ad for American Horror
Why is
Story.
That her name?
I'm sure it's her nickname.
I know, but still.
Jonah's real name isn't Jonah.
Jonah is a normal name. Beanie is not.
I like it. She's cute. I like her.
I just want to say it's cute, but where does it come from? And this is, I'm genuinely wondering. And maybe I am being an idiot.
If Beanie wants to come on this podcast and talk about what the last few years have been like for her, we'd love to have her.
We would love it. But let me tell you, Leah Michelle was supposed to have that role.
But the fact
this that was Lea Michele's Lea, role.
No, I've not seen any woman go through as much as Lea Michele, any white woman go through as much as Lea Michele in quite some time.
I know.
Really?
Why she?
Like, because first it was like everyone on Glee hated her. And I'm like,
she was probably like
like equal opportunity hates everyone. No one can be
she's
like,
she's wound tight. Can't you not tell by her face?
So tight.
It's just like her face tells you. It's like how
her eyes are always like,
that's like Cardi B just looks loud. Like Lea Michele just like is probably a tightly wound bitch.
She looks ambitious and good for her at all times.
Like you could see the hunger in her eyes. Like
you can see the hunger
and
in
she's
her
so
eyes.
Like little and compact. I see her in Soho a lot actually.
Really?
Yeah, pushing a baby carriage.
You know,
looking
what I love?
Chic.
Her kid had his first day of school the opening night of Funny Girl.
That's adorable.
I doubt she slept the night before.
Definitely not. And she was destined for that role. But anyway,
I'm really, you're done talking about Naya Rivera having a spiritual.
That's
hand.
What I want to go back to. Me I don't too. Want to talk about Lea. I want Me to talk too. About Naya.
Same. Go ahead.
What do you have to say about that? I remember when I found out about that and following the story.
I remember watching
I was
Glee
at my parents' haunted house in
pandemic.
Maine.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Glee in bed and being like, first of all, the Sue Sylvester jokes were so fucked up and I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second of all, like, the whole cast was haunted. Ryan Murphy must have a spiritual advisor.
Yeah, definitely.
God bless all of those very talented human beings. They, but like the
you
way
forget that Lea's fucking boyfriend died also.
Beyond died. What is beyond dying? That's what Cory Monteith did.
Yeah, I know. So, and that was, she was very young and this was her first love.
And then she
I
kept
think.
Working. Everyone's like, she's a bitch. I'm like, you think? Her boyfriend just died.
Also, who cares? What do you mean she's a bitch?
She's a bitch.
Get more
at work.
Specific.
Yeah, get more specific. It's Hollywood, baby. It's showbiz, baby. She wants this. She was in Les Miserables. Like, she's not.
She's a Broadway star. Those people have to work every night, no matter what.
Lea was born
like
with
Idina Menzel.
More talent in her pinky.
Literally.
Oh my God, Idina Menzel.
I know, like, I love her.
She probably is on like Lea's speed dial. I would be a little cocky too.
Definitely. And Idina Menzel fell through the stage and broke all her ribs. And that's why she had to stop with Wicked, which is like the most fucked up thing.
I didn't know that.
Yes. It's my favorite thing. I think about it all the time because that was my favorite Broadway show I'd ever seen in my life. And I was front row and I remember seeing her like with the green witch makeup on, like go up and be like, so if you care to find me. Like I was like moved. I was in fourth grade. I was 9 and I cried. But yeah, wow. These people fuck up their bodies for their art.
And probably their skin. It's a lot of makeup to wear every night.
Yeah, and I think, well, I know Lea Michele doesn't party, but a lot of them do.
But I'm sure it's hard not to party.
I would fucking party.
I get it. I have a Capricorn stellium. I can
work hard, play hard.
Really more like play hard. No, work hard, play sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm really not that much fun sometimes.
You are – it's interesting, though, because you will actually go out whenever. I feel I'm way less like that.
Really? I feel like you're way more like that.
You would party and wake up at 6 a.m. and be like, I just have to be here, so I'm here. And mm-hmm. I would, like, come up with an elaborate lie and not go.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I wouldn't. Like, you'd be like, well, I said I would, so I'm here.
Yes.
And
true.
You would
I
be like,
myself for work, yeah.
Yeah, and you would be like miserable and you'd still be there. I'd be like, no, I'm like literally not going.
I want to say this. Lea Michele on Broadway and specifically in Funny Girl is a big deal for our culture. Yeah. But Lena Dunham in that gorgeous pink metallic dress. Like, we've heard her speaking on podcasts a lot the last few years on the C Word, and that's really filled me. But watching her speak on camera
brings me to tears.
I'm really emotional right now. Like, she
did
was
a
like
really
gripping
long interview
a
with John Bernthal that you should
yes,
watch.
Yes, I watched it, oh, and yeah. She was gripping the bench while she was talking, and I almost posted like a tribute to her, and then I was like, I don't think that I'll ever be able.
Wait, hold on. He's really hot.
God bless.
He's so hot.
So hot.
John Bernthal's so hot.
But like, who cares?
I know. I just want to say that. Okay. I just was thinking that.
You're stating the obvious.
I know.
I want to describe, like, I'm taking, no one can see this but you, but I'm like taking my shirt off. So I'm sweating talking about Lena. Lena was,
yeah,
had both hands like white knuckling this bench as she was describing feminism in a classic way. Like, she's classic. Not saying anything that none of us have never thought of before. And that's the thing about Lena. She doesn't invent anything.
No.
But she tells it in a timeless way where we all go, thank you. And, like, seeing her speak and hearing her speak are not the same thing.
Yeah, and I'm grossed out by so much these days. I'm grossed out by every side of everything. And it is so nice when I get on my, like, little, like, I'm not, like, fuck these woke bitches thing. And then I just listen to Lena talk and I'm like, Katie, remember who you are and what you want for the world and what you want for women and why it's okay to want what you want for women. It's because of her. It's because of her.
I know.
Just to be very earnest.
No, she's really like the Joan Didion of my life.
No, she so is, but so much more fun.
Whatever, like...
Joan was like, literally die for Joan. But she's, I mean, in a very, very basic, I'm a writer way. Like, I'm a writer and I love Joan. How original. But, like, really, truly, Joan Didion's words are tattooed inside my skull. But
that's like me and the entire script of every episode of Girls.
Yeah, no, well, same.
Yeah.
But, like, Joan, like, every day I say the words to myself, like, I, like, everything goes. I'm working very hard to understand how, or whatever that line is from Play It As It Lays, like, everything goes. I'm working very hard at understanding how everything goes. Like, it's the best line of all time. Like, Joan is amazing. But Joan would have probably been kind of a bitch to me. Lena, we would have been friends.
She's not dead yet. We could still be friends with her.
I know. Well, we will be friends.
In my daydream, I've had this daydream for like years and years now. And also, you haven't seen it yet, but I put on my manifestation wall in my office, Lena and Katie and Brie, because I just like to think that she listens to other wall. You're not looking
at
it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just now looking at this weird medieval thing.
Thank you. It's a Rembrandt, but no big deal.
It's a Rembrandt. You fucking
weird
peasant.
Medieval thing, you idiot.
I can't see it.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, I've had this daydream for years that Lena has a fake Instagram account and like watches me from her Instagram.
She's seen some of my stories.
I know, and you have proof, and it makes me like so jealous. I can't.
I think that she would see yours too if you just tagged her.
Maybe.
Speaking of women,
amazing directors.
Yeah, women directors and artists. Olivia Wilde. It's really been making news, and I think that
it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I feel really bad. I'm really excited to see Don't Worry, Darling. I think it looks like a rich masterpiece of I feel like it looks like a velvety, like, you know, exciting piece of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for like the scary thriller vibes of it, which I didn't know that it was. Like, I did not know that it was like a scary thriller until I saw like the first full trailer when I was going to see Elvis, which kind of sucked. But I was sitting there and I was like, whoa, this shit's scary as fuck, which I really appreciate. And I'm really excited to see it. And like, I hate getting on a soapbox about shit these days because I think most soapboxes are kind of R word, but like, it's like, you know, it's like people being performative and but I will for her because I just want to say, can't we just let a woman make a good film?
I think are you, I don't want to interrupt
you. Who's dating a pop star and the pop star is in it? And like,
I don't think what Olivia did of playing both sides of the fence in the Shia thing was that wild considering it's Hollywood.
I thought it was like quite human.
But I will say,
I thought it was quite human.
I will say this. Knowing that Shia LaBeouf was supposed to play Harry Styles' roles in Abusive Husband makes me watch the trailer and go, really?
I know.
Harry Styles is an abusive husband.
I know.
It.
I've gone through the whole, yeah. I've gone really through a roller coaster with this. Here's what I think.
Are you going to see the movie?
Of course. Of course I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it because I you don't even see any movies.
So, I don't watch any movies.
So don't go
it
see
it.
It
won't offend anyone that I don't
see it. I will go see it. I go see bad movies. I don't care. I see movies. That's but that's neither here nor there. Yeah. I'm a what is the word? See, I don't even know the word.
A cinema bird?
A cinema bird?
I don't know. What is that? There's a real word for it.
No, there is. And it escapes us because we're like not intellectual. And we just, okay, but a cinephile, that's what it is, a cinephile. Yeah. But I'm not a cinephile, obviously, but I'm just going to see this movie. But I think that Shia, first of all, I would have loved, here's my only, I don't want to critique her at all. I don't want to critique Olivia at all. I really don't. I think it's a great feat that she has like, directed something that like premiered at Venice Film Festival.
Aesthetically is,
like,
perfect.
It's fucking gorgeous, like as far as I can tell. And it's weird and dark and cool. And like Booksmart was very good.
So good.
Very good.
I did see that.
Booksmart was very good. But this is like so different and how interesting and what range, you know?
Are
like,
we annoyed that Florence Pugh couldn't handle Shia LaBeouf being method?
Yeah, well, okay, here's what I have to say about that. I've thought a lot about it. I am personally, like, with Shia, I think that – here's what I think.
Would we want
to be on – I'm very anxious to say this. I'm anxious to say this, and so I will just put that out there. Would I want to be on a set with Shia? Probably. And here's why. I tend to put myself in situations that other people are afraid of on purpose. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's who I am.
You go into the cage with the lion all the time. Yeah.
Right. And so would I be doing it for the right reasons? No. Definitely not. And if I had, you know, some different instincts, I would probably be like, this dude is fucking insane. I'm not going to do the movie with him. We can't say how he was acting. I mean, he might have been – I don't think it's just method. I think that, like, he – if my instincts tell me that he was probably being pretty scary.
1,000%.
Yeah.
But
– but I love Shia.
I don't want to say 1,000%, but
– yeah.
But I just did. And
we could say 1,000%
But like, do winning Oscars mean anything to anyone anymore? Like, do you want to make a good film? Like,
yeah,
I understand being like, listen,
I think he would be so good in this.
And he shows up constantly as the A+ actor for mentally ill men.
Yeah.
In those roles that he plays. And I wish that they could have reached an agreement where Florence felt comfortable and Shia felt like he was giving his all to the role. And I bet behaving method is what's up. I bet that works really well. And I think it's too bad that it all ended this way. And I don't see a way that Harry can continue to date Olivia.
No.
Trust is broken.
I don't either.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. But I also want to say that with Shia, I mean, there's, you know, all press is bullshit. And I know that. But there is this like Vanity Fair interview that I read and that everyone's reading right now that with Olivia, where she's like so directly addresses literally every single thing that's in the press about all of this, about Don't Worry Darling. And she's like, she says about Shia, she's like, it's a shame. She acknowledges how talented he is. And she's like, it's a shame that someone with this much talent, like, I hope he gets all the help that he needs, because it's a shame that someone with this much talent isn't getting the jobs he deserves to get because of his behavior.
She would have hired him whether or not he got help. She didn't fire him. He quit.
But it wasn't her. Well,
you're saying we don't know.
We actually don't know.
We literally saw a video.
I know, but the timeline of that could have been very manipulated. manipulated. Fair. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a he said, she said at this point, because it's like, yeah. So there's this video that came out that's like her being like, and to be funny about it, like my cousin Molly and I and Lee and I and our group chat are just like every 5 seconds sending to each other, Shia, Shia, Shia. Like, that's like, I mean, my cousin Molly was like, I wake up every morning going, Shia, Shia, Shia.
I can't.
It's so dying. Funny. I'm sorry. It's really funny. No, Shia, 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 Shia. Also, I'm like, sweating. Why would you not want Shia to love you? I would want Shia to love me.
Would you?
Oh, my God.
I don't need that.
Brie, I do. Katie. I don't, but I want it. I want Shia to love me. I'd be like, listen, I know you're so misunderstood. I would.
But yeah, but that's like a combo for another time.
I know. But anyway.
Interesting, though, that you would say such a thing.
Anyway, she doesn't want Shia to love her. She was just recognized that he was an incredible actor. Anyway, Shia is a Catholic, so.
Thank you,
he just converted to Catholicism.
His mom passed away in August.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like that is also some context that we need to have for Shia releasing the video. Like, I feel like when people's parents die, they're like, you know what? I'm going to ascend now.
There's so much bullshit in Hollywood. I don't blame him for being like, hey, I know maybe this is not on the timeline. Because I don't think his mind is all there really ever. But
I don't think anyone's mind is there anymore.
No, I don't either. But I think that he was just like, hey, I want to throw this into the ring because there's a lot of talk going on. And I want you to know that she did say this to me at some point. Whether it's on the timeline that aligns with all of this, like – she was like, I want you to know that. He was like, I want you to know that she did say this to me. And like, she felt warmly about me and really wanted me on this film.
Yeah.
And I don't know who to believe, but I think that like I think that he's like so fucked up in so many ways, but also he has like a really interesting role coming up as a priest. And like, I don't know. He's like,
he does.
Yeah. He plays this guy that's like very, magnetic.
Can you take a picture really
quick?
My cat
priest.
Just sat on my lap while I'm podcasting.
Carmen is, oh my God, she really, why is she doing that?
She's
like,
so
I
happy
like Shia.
You're here.
Carmen's saying, Shia, Shia, Shia.
Don't make me laugh, she'll move.
Shia, Shia, Shia. 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 Shia.
Are you taking a video?
Yeah.
Okay, is it going to go on Instagram?
Yeah.
You should.
Shia, Shia, Shia.
Shia, Shia, Shia. Okay. Shia has a role as a priest. You're taking a selfie now? You should.
I'm going to do a selfie with me with devil ears going Shia, Shia, Shia. I mean, I really am. Shia, Shia, Shia. Shia.
When my phone wasn't across the room.
I just went riding and...
I'm sweating. And you
have
to like look over because you're like merging lanes.
Maybe, and it's like the blinker, like you hear the like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Miss Flo can.
She's having a, it's
she's
like
having
a big
a moment.
Wake up call for her.
This could be a wake up call from Miss Flo. Shia, Shia, Shia.
I'm not editing any of that out.
No.
So he's going to be a priest?
Yeah, he's playing like Pio Padre in this.
I was like a coked out priest.
Sounds like it, right? Why are you saying that? You think he sounds... All right, you gotta... That's funny, though. I think you should keep it in. It does sound like a cocaine kingpin.
It's been a while.
Pio Padre.
Yeah.
I don't even know that that's how you say it, but whatever. Yeah, he is. And so he had to like study. He was getting sober at the same time as he was like studying Catholicism because he was playing this priest.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's really like in his spiritual bag right now. And it's like really, listen, find
so
God.
So he, in a way, he's being method for his next role by being so truthful and spiritual in this current situation of Don't Worry, Darling.
And he's in that, super AA, like hardcore AA vibes where he's just like, I'm not a victim of my life. I just want to tell the truth. And like, that's great.
There really is a difference between like AA, California sober, and AA, like actual AA.
Yeah, I know.
Like AA because in California must really just have like different tiers at this point.
Well, AA in California is very much like, especially for a lot of these actors, is like they think like their life, somebody said, this must have been in something I was reading or listening to, but it was like, if you go to AA in California, you're bound to meet like, and you're in a certain group. Like, so basically Shia was on John Bernthal's, what Lena was on recently, and he did an interview with him, and he was like, I was talking to Sean Penn, because he was like about to kill himself, and Shia, so he was? Called Sean Penn, yeah, because they have a relationship, which is just like, duh. I'm sorry for everyone listening to this, Sean but Penn I being love a good Sean person Penn.
To call if you want to I think yourself.
He's so hot.
That makes sense.
He's sober and like chain smokes all day.
He would
day
be a good and, person like, to be like, don't kill yourself. I'd believe him. If
he would be a good thing. Person to call. Mm-hmm. So we called him, and Sean Penn, this is even hotter. Sean Penn was like, you got to call Brolin, as in Josh Brolin, who is like the hottest.
007?
I don't know. Was Josh Brolin in 007? What do you mean? Good Josh line. Brolin's so hot, though.
Okay, continue.
And so Shia's like, yeah, so he told me, bro, you got to call Brolin. And so, like, he called Josh Brolin and, like, had, like, some crazy spiritual experience with him. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that if you're in a certain circle of people and then you start going to AA in Southern California in the LA area, yeah. you're like, and then the doors opened on my life yeah. And like God and my higher power was opening the doors. It's like, no, you just went to like a meeting with Brad Pitt. Like Brad Pitt was in your meeting.
No, like, please. It's like, I don't think that Brad Pitt is that fucking deep and profound. I mean, I could be wrong.
Brad Pitt used to go to a lot of meetings.
He doesn't did. Mean he's profound. It means he went to a lot of meetings.
I know, but no, he's not profound. I'm not saying he's profound. I'm saying that you just he went to a meeting with his, Brad Pitt and then Brad.
Kids are going to be Columbine kids. That's profound.
That's love it. Listen, I love it. But I'm just saying that they say – I'm not saying that he's That's profound. I'm merch. Saying that you end up in a meeting with Brad Pitt and then he calls so-and-so at Universal and then all of a sudden you have this deal. But then the AA people are like, oh, it says like my higher power. And it's like, no, you just were in a meeting with five
You're
giant
saying
mega
AA
stars.
Is like for networking for
– Yes.
Yeah, for the woke.
Well, it's just some people – for the like Hollywood – Mm-hmm. People, it's like you just end up – listen, I don't fucking know, man. I'm obviously not sober. I drank like 17 hard seltzers with someone that I went to high school with on the beach the other day. But this Trulies? Is like – yeah, it sucked. I don't like those.
Yeah.
But my best friend Devin from high school can drink a lot, and I just – and then, you know, the other person we were with is sober, and so I was just trying to like keep up with her. But okay. – So I'm not sober at all.
If you were going to move to LA, would you become sober just to go to AA?
Ew, fuck no. You can go to AA open meetings. I've been to open meetings.
Same.
Yeah, but you can go. I'm never going to get sober. I'm not an addict. I'm indulgent.
Katie's picking up her tequila to go.
Yeah, I'm indulgent. I'm not an addict. But I'm not going to get sober. There's no point for me. It's not going to fix anything for me. It will make me frustrated because I'm not an addict. I don't relate to the addicts anything about, you know, everyone's like who's an addict and goes, hey, they're like, I met a bunch of people like me. I'm like, nope, none of these people are like me. It doesn't.
You're a rare one.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense.
I've had two deaths in the last 2 weeks.
Which is weird for you because
no one ever dies.
No one ever dies in your sphere. Everyone dies in mine.
Yeah. And I feel like that means a third death is coming. And I like Rolodex my brain the other day. And I was like, I went through every single person I know if they were the one that died. And I was like, if Katie died, I would die.
That's oh, yeah, that's totally. Sign. It's like you have certain people where it's like you just have to quietly off yourself.
Yeah.
It would just be like too upsetting to the ecosystem of my life. If you died, it would just be like, I really don't see a way forward here. So... Gonna have to figure out a quiet,
the easiest
non-violent
for everyone.
Way. Yeah, if I just kind of left.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yes.
Because it doesn't make sense. That this wasn't piece. Meant to be, and right. I must probably go too.
Yeah. If you could start wearing a helmet everywhere, knee pads and elbow pads.
No, I don't ever put myself in danger. I'm not a risk taker. One time I jumped off a bridge, I regretted it. I did a bridge jump, I regret it immediately.
Into water.
Yeah, off the Cousins Island Bridge in Maine. It's like. Immediately regretted it. Stupid. Shouldn't have done it. It hurt. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, I hate when you hit water like that.
It fucking hurts. Like, it hurts. It is exhilarating for one brief moment, and then you hit the water and it hurts and you have bruises for like a week.
Really?
And they're not fun bruises. Like if you have sex with a guy that's like hot and cool and like gives you a bruise on your arm.
Yeah.
In a hot way. In a hot way.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just not speaking. So the other day,
one time you and I were together and we had both had sex bruises. Remember that?
No, tell me more.
This was like a long time ago.
You mean like a few months ago? Oh.
Yeah.
Carmen just
and
fell
we
off.
Both had them. She was like really upset by that.
Go on. Tell the story.
We just both had – the person we were with was like, people get bruises from sex. And I was like, yeah.
Who was I sleeping with at the time? Leo?
That's probably.
Yeah.
I know who I was sleeping with. I don't want to invoke his name, but I definitely had bruises on my arm. Like I was like, oh, that's not what this is. It's fine to have those.
No, I welcome them.
But anyway, what? Oh my God. Carmen, I just called Carmen Birdie.
It's your dog's
name. It's my dog's name.
She's sitting on.
Can you sitting on Olivia Wilde's Vanity Fair?
She's my baby.
She's just a baby, kind.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's also what I feel about Florence Pugh is that this. Oh, this is what I wanted to say and I was thinking about before. Carmen, you're being so cute. It's
she
beyond.
Misses you so much.
She's like,
just like anytime someone
ear.
Comes over, she's like, gets mad that they're not you. I can know. Tell. Because the door opens, she thinks it's you, it's not you, and then she immediately is very mad.
She's a baby girl.
She's a baby girl.
I don't think that I would be friends with Florence Pugh. First of all, she's like really young and we all forget that. I mean, she's like...
How old is she?
25. Mm. Yeah, so she's really young. I also don't think I would be friends with Olivia Wilde. I think she's like way too intellectual and cool for me. And like, she's like, her parents are like... Her mom is like an activist and her dad is like a – I don't – like she's beyond me.
No, you
but
would,
I
she
could
would
more
like
so,
you so much.
I Yeah, well, thank you. And I could more so relate to her than Miss Flo. And I just want to say I love that Miss Flo is like smokes her cigarettes and like dated Zach Braff, who I think is very hot. And
do you?
I do think he's hot. I know he's probably kind of a dick. I kind of get that vibe that he's a bit of a dick. I've
he
heard
reminds
that.
Me of this guy that served me kava last night who was like eating salad with his mouth open.
Yeah, he would eat salad with his mouth open.
And like put one leg up on like the ice luge of the back of the bar. And I
sure.
was like, can I not see your thigh hair, please, right now?
Sure.
And it's fine. Zach Braff is fine.
Zach Braff is fine.
Didn't understand the Florence Pugh and the Zach Braff.
I know. I think that she is obviously like wise beyond her years and like seems a lot older and is like kind of one of those girls who like to quote Father John Misty is like, you've been told too many times that you're beyond your years. And so she was like, oh, I'm going to date an older man who's like in Hollywood and a director and like, you know, think he probably was like, you are, I'm obsessed with you and like all this. He's an Aries. Like
yeah.
I've done it's like, but so I get it, but I just don't think I would be friends with her. And I think I would more so, not that it matters,
right.
but I'm just saying I relate more.
Yeah. You'd
you know.
Be better with the older women love you.
Yeah. I mean, Olivia Wilde is like your age, but
you're a cunt. I'm 33.
She's 35, I think.
Wow, I'm behind.
No, you're not. But I'm just – I mean, like, I'm 29 and Florence Pugh is 25. So I'm also behind
you're not
in
29
terms of her.
Yet. It's your birthday.
In a month.
No.
So.
Have you watched Tell Me Lies yet on Hulu?
No.
Okay. I started watching it. It's
okay,
really good.
Tell me everything.
The color situation, and they've, like – they definitely have chosen a color aesthetic. It's, like, an orangey-bluey. And they have like really interesting camera angles and like there's death and there's sex and there's college and it's like believable and everyone's good looking, which I don't mind ugly people on screen.
I do.
I think it but it was funny because I was like, I wish someone was ugly. And then I was like, do I wish that? I probably would get mad. But I just think like I really mean this. Emma Roberts has this energy that you go, whoa.
Yeah, totally.
And on screen, like as Chanel, you were always like, the hair on the back of your neck would stand up.
Totally.
Her directing and her starting this new production company where she's like taking books and making them IRL. She just has like all of this like, I will fucking cut you energy that I'm like super excited to see what happens next.
Yeah, that's really my favorite energy.
I think her production company is called Beltrist.
Isn't that her book club?
Yeah, but I can see it transforming and elevating and evolving.
That's amazing.
She produced Tell Me Lies. She produced and directed.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's like Lena, Olivia Wilde, Emma Roberts. If this is the future of Hollywood, I'm down.
I'm really fine with it. Also, I think that like they all are like pretty unapologetic and straightforward and haven't changed. This is my litmus test.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But changed in the normal way. Like we've all changed. Like
they've evolved, but they've not taken left turns.
Exactly. It's like we were all at the like behest of Hillary Clinton for a minute there. Like
I will throw my mic across the room. Yeah. Well, that was a mistake.
Like it was a mistake. But it's like, and so obviously like I'm not still like beating that drum, but like I've always been saying the thing. Here's what I say about myself at like my family dinner table, and everyone hates me, is like, I'm so sorry that I've always been saying the thing that aggravates people, and you thought that you all just became woke enough to agree with me, and then all of a sudden I'm not woke, and so then everyone's mad at me because you're always gonna be mad at me. This is my role. Like, yeah. This is literally my role. And like, you too. It's like we were saying like that shit that everybody that now seems so corny, like in like 2009. Mm-hmm. And it was like now it sounds so corny, but like back then it sounded like radical and crazy. And the things that I'm talking about are like, just like being like really in your face about like feminist shit.
Yeah.
And now it's like, what is a feminist?
Now it's like obvious. Wait, can we talk about, oh my God, I'm like actually going to get really angry. So let me ground myself.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to use words that I don't think are appropriate.
Ugh, I love when this happens.
I only do this off mic. Actually, I'm not going to do it.
Just please do it. What?
I can't.
We can cut it out.
I really want a podcast deal.
We can cut it out. Just say it and then see what happens. Sometimes you think things are inappropriate that aren't, so...
The bleeping bleep show with Hillary Clinton and her ugly ass daughter who never brushed her teeth called, I mean, is that what it's called?
It's called Gutsy. It's the dumbest thing that's ever literally happened to the world.
I thought that it was filmed.
And it's with Kim Kardashian.
I thought it was, that's where I'm going.
This is so
I thought it was filmed in the 90s and was being revived as a joke.
No, dude, no.
I didn't realize that Netflix was like, you know what we should do? Instead of creating media that can change the world with artists who are underserved.
We're going to make a show called Gutsy about gutsy women.
And we're going to fly a drone over Chelsea, I don't own a toothbrush, Clinton, and Hillary.
Disgusting.
Fucking disgusting corpse of a
They're
mother.
Disgusting.
Driving in a convertible in fucking upstate New York.
They're disgusting.
Disgusting. And then Kim Kardashian, I wish I was West. Are you fucking kidding me?
Also, Kim, LOL, your husband,
disgusting Kim,
said supported Donald Trump and you stayed silent. You stayed silent. And then all of a sudden the tides turn and it's like gonna make you money to be a Democrat. So now you're aligning with a Democrat on in a Netflix documentary. Kim, your family was famously, everyone assumed that you were Republicans.
I'm so angry right now. I like, can feel my organs
because
turning.
You are Republicans because you are. Because you're capitalist chiefs. You're
capitalists.
You're chiefs of the capitalist world.
When Travis Scott donated 8 children's bodies during Astroworld.
Yeah. I know.
For the Satanist ritual.
I know.
That the Clintons probably invented or at least are now on the top of the pedestal of.
House of Cards didn't write itself. It's about them.